It's a hot Tuesday evening in Wolfboro, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has just finished speaking to a crowd of several hundred people. Rallygoers are dispersing and checking their phones. This is the moment I came for.
So, do you Facebook?
I do.
Yes.
I do?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
First, I meet Anna and Jessica Simmons, two sisters from Wolfboro. I ask them to pull Facebook up on their phones and tell me what ads they see.
There's a lot of ads, random ads. Oh.
Warren for president about abolishing the Electoral College, which I actually semi-agree with.
Then I meet Michael Bloomer, also from Wolfboro. He tells me he's tried to rid his feed of political ads, but as he scrolls through, it's clear he hasn't succeeded.
Governor Steve Bullock. This is Join Steve Bullock in Rochester. Nad. Jay Inslee. More memes. Elizabeth Warren. Sign up to grab a beer.
Many New Hampshire voters can relate. Social media is key in the fight for voters' attention this presidential primary. And Facebook is the most crowded battlefield of them all. There are ads for candidate rallies, ads promoting policy proposals, ads begging for campaign contributions. And each type of ad has its own goal, says Tara McAllen. She works for a company that does digital strategy for Democratic candidates and says the small dollar donation ads you've probably been seeing, those will fade now that the September debate stage is set. And if you think your feed is clogged now, she said, just wait.
Most of the spending is very broad right now. As we get closer to voting time, they're going to start to spend a lot more heavily in the early states.
McAllen says we can also expect more ads in the coming months that address concerns and policies specific to New Hampshire voters, an approach some campaigns are already taking.
It's time for us to break with the politics of the past and open up a new era for rural America.
This New Hampshire Facebook ad from South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg digs into his Rural America plan with graphics of New Hampshire-specific data on healthcare vacancies and rural hospitals. Campaigns are willing to shell out large sums of money to ensure their ads are reaching the right people. The Buttigieg campaign, for example, is one of several this year to spend $100,000 on data from the state Democratic Party. It includes voters' names, voting history, addresses, and donation history. This data is then cross-referenced with Facebook accounts to get the ads in front of the right people. But even with careful targeting, it can be hard to stand out on Facebook, especially when voters like Michael Bloomer are already tired of all the ads.
Apparently, we're going to go through every single Democratic candidate before I get out of here.
If he spends enough time on Facebook, he probably will. For NHPR News, I'm Allie Pham.